Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Quest Youth Radio, Quest Community Vibrations. And this evening's episode featuring author and writer Tatisha Phelps. I want to start out this evening's program by reading an introduction. Actually, when I thought about this evening's broadcast or podcast, how you have it any way you want, right? I said it's a combination of what's happening for us and a Quest moment. And only because it's like a compilation and a rendering of literature, someone from our community that has a contemporary interest for the broader community and the listening audience. And this particular segment is designed to excite. And when I thought about the Quest moment, I said to myself that it is a cornucopia of physics and that it does dictate that there is a vibration in this story. And every vibration must have a medium, and all vibrations possess a wave nature. In our community, our art and our literature is in fact and in spirit the medium through which the airwaves travel. Where there is no medium, there is no vibration. And this particular guest this evening has a very interesting story that definitely vibrates throughout the listening audience. As I prepared for this particular interview tonight, I wanted to find out some information about the prison industrial system itself. And what I found out as of 2016, these are the numbers. There are in America 2.3 million people incarcerated. 2.3 million people have been a part of the prison industrial system. That's 1,833 state prisons, 110 federal prisons, 1,772 juvenile correction centers in America, 3,134 local jails in America, 218 immigration detention centers in America, and of course, 80 Indian country jails. Now, if you're Black, African American, or for that matter, if you're an American, you know or have a relative who has experienced, come in contact, or close to law enforcement, or worse yet, incarceration. Now, Tatisha Phelps basically has put together a book where she talks about how she has basically provided support for women's systems that's designed solely for women and to teach them how to become successful and not lose themselves by helping to rebuild their partner. Now, within the right direction. Now, while she's not a professional therapist, having lived and experienced this particular situation after her husband today was incarcerated, she stood by his side. And during that time, she learned from personal experience how to create methods on how to become successful after prison, how to help her husband become successful and not lose herself in the process. And what she found was that there are many women who are going through this particular situation, just as she has. Now, she is going to talk about how she was born and raised in the city of Newark, how she moved out of the city, her and her husband, once he was released, and her entrepreneurial skills, which led her to actually write this book. Now, you know, she is, I would call her entrepreneurial genius, especially having had gone through such experiences of growing up in, I'm going to say it, the hard life of the city. Now relocated in North Carolina in a different environment, living happily married with her husband. And she's learned how to take her experience and how to relate it to the community. And she has also a non-for-profit that she started. And basically, she has a very unique story. Now, having gone into the details and information here, I'd hold off and save any other information for when she actually joins us. If not tonight, she will be joining us at another time so that she can explain her own personal experience about her impactful life and inspirational story that will intrigue you and show us her, and maybe explain her entrepreneurial spirit and how she was able to overcome and how she today is actually giving back. And I just find it to be such a tremendous story. Lock and Key, Prison Wives, Aftermath 101. That's Tatisha Phelps. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, I'd like to say thank you for joining us this evening. It has been a pleasure. And this is just the prelude, is to come, when we actually have Tatisha Phelps as our guest for Quest Youth Radio, Quest Community Vibrations. Thank you very much for tuning in. And until next time, which will be tomorrow night, be ready for more impactful, informative, educational information concerning you and the diaspora. Thank you again. Peace.